Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explained well with Christel. Oor die groot storie van die dag. En dit is eintlik iets wat jy oor 'n paar bulletins gedraai het vanmiddag, Christel. Is die chaos, gaan ek het noem, wat uitgebreek het gister in Tshwane. Wat is die besonderhede van wat daar gebeur het?
So, ek love dat jy met die vraag begin het, want het is eigenlijk so moeilik om te antwoord. En weet, op die oog af lyk het eenvoudig. Ek het hier kort klank greep van wat gebeur het, en dit was 'n raadsitting gestrand. Het is moeilik om, weet, oor die radio te hoor, ons het die video op ons blog, so mense kan ook daar gaan kyk. Maar dis het bijvoorbeeld geklink het gestrand daar.
I've seen the video. It's like 40 people pushing and shoving.
So the ANC is now saying, firstly, they're saying that no assault occurred, and that they're saying that important financial matters needed to be discussed at this sitting. The irony for me is that we're not sure actually what was being discussed at the council sitting, because all of that becomes secondary now.
Ja, en dit is eintlik wat ek nou wou sê, is dat as hierdie tipe gevegte en argumente gebeur, die werk wat eintlik gedoen moet word falls by the wayside, because it's more focused on a mudslinging competition. Oh, we're going to sue you now because this is assault, da da da. We've got it on video. Then the other people are saying those people are money grabbers, whatever. But what is the core thing that was being discussed in that meeting that now is not of any consequence to anyone?
No, exactly. So, I mean, the sequence of events in the council sitting is that the speaker had said that the ANC was disruptive, so he wanted to move the sitting online, and when he tried to leave the room, and if people go look on our blog, he's the gentleman in the blue suit. They can see the video there of him trying to leave and being stopped. I will say that I can't see in the footage that we've got and that we've availed as well, I can't see any assault happening. I can see some pushing and shoving and throwing of water, but I can't see him being hit on the head as is being alleged. It could be that there's other footage that I haven't seen. So we'll have to see what comes of it. But tomorrow the DA is now bringing a criminal charge of assault, and not verbal assault, physical assault. But it's exactly that. The actual business of governance falls completely by the wayside.
Yeah. And that's the frustrating thing, because all of our metros, it doesn't matter where you're listening to us right now, Your metro needs some love. My metro needs some love. Roz's metro needs some love. Christel's metro needs some love. We just want things to work, please.
Ja, en die feit dat daar nou kriminele klagtes gebring word, dit hou die polisie besig. Dit hou die howe besig. Mense het ander probleme, groter probleme, wat die polisie en die howe moet hanteer. Maar nou kan hulle dit nie doen nie, want politieke partye gebruik die howe en gebruik die polisie om hulle gevegte vir hulle te beklei.
Yeah, it's exactly that. So if you want to go and see the videos, jacarandafm.com, it is there. But as Roz said, and she's right, we would love to know what was actually being discussed and whether or not anything's going to be done about whatever that issue was that we can't talk about because now there was a fight.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.